Well, I'll say this. Bragg and Rice rival is one of the best of non-conference rivalries in college basketball. It's very unique in its own right. Brad Underwood has been there for several years. He's done a tremendous job. You know, each year he's been able to build but also retain right pieces and also recruit. They do a great job, and my hat's off to them.
That was Missouri basketball coach Dennis Gates with us on the Chris and Amy show earlier this week, getting ready for the Bragg and Rice game, which is Sunday. It will get going at noon at Enterprise Center. It is an annual tradition here in St. Louis to have Mizzou take on the Fighting Illini. And we go to the Quiver River Electric guest line today. We bring in the head coach of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood, who joins us on the show. Good afternoon, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
We told Dennis Gates, hey, say something. We're going to spice up this rivalry. Say something mean about Brad Underwood, and that's what he said.
I love it.
Yeah, he was just so nice, and this is a great rivalry, yep. And Brad Underwood's great.
So here's your chance to...
Yeah, we were trying to start something.
Yeah.
You know what? I think there's enough between the fans, and you know it's truly one of the great things about college basketball that, in my opinion, doesn't get near enough attention, and that's to have a long-standing rivalry. We play it in a city that they have all kinds of students from there. So do we. It's a great basketball city. It's one of the great basketball cities in the country. And we're not in the same league and never have been. And yet this rivalry has withstood 40 plus, but it's such an interesting, it's always the same time, right before Christmas. One of us gets to have a nice Christmas. The other one gets to have a not so nice Christmas. You know, and it's, and then you find out who you are, and you know it's a series. It's always gone kind of back and forth, and it's just a unique game, and these games are so daggum good for college basketball, you know, and creating fan support and interest, and it's a heck of a game. And you know, Dennis and, you know, Missouri, back when I played in the old Big Eight, you know, with Jack Hartman and Norm Stewart and Kansas State, you know, I mean, Missouri was one of the elite programs, still is one of the elite programs in college basketball history. And we're just excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, you bring up the rivalry in college sports. And that is such an important point because I know professional sports teams, they have great rivalries, like in the 90s, the Red Wings and the Blues and the NHL. But when you take a rivalry, like in the Bragg and Rice game, Missouri and Illinois, and then you inject it with the enthusiasm of youth, it's really unlike any other sports atmosphere.
Well, and I think it's one of the things that we have to be really careful of in our sport is we don't lose them. You know, we're all going to mega conferences and big leagues and you know, Missouri did it earlier with Kansas playing that game, and you know that's a rivalry game that goes back forever in the old Big Eight days, and you know it's a tendency to want to lose. We lose identity when we do those, when we don't play those games, and now we only play each other, you know, so many teams one time in league play, but to have an interconference or outside the conference, excuse me, rivalry that's withstood the test of time. It's great. And, you know, we're so close together. It's just a great deal. And yet, yeah, you add, you know, we got a bunch of new guys that don't know anything about this game. And, you know, you try to inject what that game means and we hear it from the fans and all this, but you know, until you live that moment, it's a pretty cool deal to have an arena split down the middle, 11,000 them, 11,000 us, and getting after it. Those environments don't exist very often.
We are talking with Illinois head coach Brad Underwood on KMOX. He's been the head coach for the Fighting Illini going back to 2017. And the program right now about to take on Mizzou. And what that was, I hate to bring it up, I'm sorry, but that was some game against Tennessee, the number one team in the country. You had them at home, an absolute heartbreaker. How do you get your team ready to play then after something like that and then going into a really big rivalry game?
Yeah, I don't look at things like so many fans do. We've got a team that we've played a really, really hard schedule from a scrimmage with Butler, a scrimmage with Ole Miss, at Alabama. We've played two league games already. I just look at it from the standpoint, I'm not trying to jump off a cliff every time something bad happens. And that's a tendency in today's world. I'm not trying to do that. We've played really good people. Tennessee is great. They're the number one defense in the country. They're old. And we did a lot of really, really positive things in that game. We just didn't win it. And they made a play. They had the ball the last possession. And they made a play. And, for me, it's a group I love coaching. There's a young energy. They love to play. They love to compete. It's just, okay, let's get ready for the next game and understand that this thing's a marathon. And, we learned a lot from that game. And, I think you do two things when you lose. You either accept it or you learn from it. And we're choosing to learn from it. And this group's, we're 10 games in with a lot of new guys and a lot of freshmen. And we've been pretty solid and getting better every day.
I didn't go to Illinois or Mizzou, and kind of random that one of my running buddies, when we go for runs, would always, he was a huge Illini fan and would just go on and on about the history. So like learning about the history of the Illini, and he would talk about Bill Self or the moment with Tyler Griffey beating number one Indiana over 10 years ago now. When you come to a program like you did in 2017, how important is it to kind of be one with the fans of knowing the history of that program or big moments? Or are you trying to crash study? Did you know the history already?
No, I knew it. I had spent 10 years as an assistant coach in my youthful days at Western Illinois University. And we played Illinois twice over those 10-year periods. And there was nothing worse than being at Western Illinois and playing the same night Illinois did.
Yeah.
Because you had no fans. They all came to Champaign for the game. And understanding how important high school basketball was in this state and going to the state tournament, when it was here in Champaign, you couldn't get a ticket to watch the high school games. And it was just part of the history and the culture. And basketball is so important throughout the state. And obviously here we've got just an incredible history. And so I was very well aware of it. And I left a good job at Oklahoma State to take a great one. And it's no regrets. I've been extremely pleased, and I got great administrative support, and it's been a lot of fun growing this.
Yeah. So how do you think, just looking back to 2017, where the program was there compared to what the Illini are now?
A lot of help, a lot of good players, a lot of great coaches along that way. Josh Whitman's given us the resources, new practice facility. We've got three Big Ten championships in that time frame. We're coming off an Elite Eight. We're not satisfied with that. I think you can win a national championship here. I believe that. That's our goal every day. You got a world-class institution academically, and we're trying to do that same thing on the basketball side. And feel very blessed and fortunate, and I think we're in a great spot. And I think we've made strides, but we're sure not satisfied.
Illinois men's basketball coach Brad Underwood with us. And Brad, listen, I have a favor to ask you, and you have to say yes before I ask you the question.
Now this can get me in a lot of trouble.
I know. Well, that's not that much trouble.
Huh?
Maybe
you're asking a whole bunch from a guy that's experienced a few of these before and had regrets later.
Okay. Would you strongly consider what I'm about to ask you?
I'll strongly consider it, yes.
Okay. So I went to Illinois State, and the two teams have not played in, like, I don't know, like 12 years or something, and they've only played like 8 times. Will you schedule Illinois State next year so I can watch you guys play in them? I mean, you might win. In fact, you're probably going
you
to.
Might win.
But I just want to see it.
Well, that if that's all your request is, I mean, I'm shocked you didn't ask us to play in Bloomington and Redbird Arena.
Yeah, could you please play in Bloomington at Redbird Arena immediately?
I strongly considered that, and I said no.
Okay. Even if he offers you a great deal on your car insurance?
Yeah, what if we offer you...
He's got connections in Bloomington.
Yeah, what if we offer you a great deal on your car insurance? I know people at State Farm.
Guess what? The answer is still no.
Oh, man,
no. You know what? And I say that, and I mean, we're playing it. We play a really challenging schedule. I believe in that. And Illinois State's just an incredible program, and it's not that you don't play them. It sometimes gets really hard to play schools, and you've got 20 league games. I think we'll expand that number sometime, and you've got to play a certain amount of home games for your fans. So scheduling's not as easy as just picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, we're going to play this team." We've had a neutral site game in Kansas City this year, a neutral site game in St. Louis. We played Duke in the Garden. All those things are great because television wants you. So you try to accommodate some of that as well. But they've got a great program over there, great history as well. You never say never.
Okay. Okay, then I'll ask one more question.
Oh, my gosh.
And this one you have to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
yes.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. So, since this may not happen anytime soon, do I at least get to come to Assembly Hall before the season's over, and I want to sit right behind the bench?
Well, since it's not Assembly Hall anymore, it's State Farm Center.
State Farm Center.
You can come to State Farm Center. You can sit directly behind the bench. Be my guest.
Yes.
And anytime there's a bad call by the official, you can scream at him instead of me.
Can I?
Oh,
really?
Man. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I am so in.
We can broadcast.
They won't tee you. They'll tee me, and they might throw you out, but it's better you be thrown out than me.
Worth it.
I will pay his
way
if he gets thrown out.
Oh, this is great news.
This is wonderful.
Look, best of luck this weekend. Best of luck on Sunday. We're all going to be enjoying the game. St. Louis does for sure. Brad Underwood, Illini head coach, thank you for being with us today.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.